Lakers facing a 3rd-and-12 from their own 34-yard line, trailing 14-6 to Cass City. Minute 32 left in the first half. Splitting the hash marks. Bryce Sears under center. Excuse me, that's James Dubes, that's head quarterback now. Throws downfield, and this one's picked off by Bryce Fernald, and he's going the other way at the 30-yard line and still finally brought down at the 28-yard line. And James Dubes telegraphed that pass and 10 for Mason Pasek. Instead, it's picked off by Fernald, and the Kansas City Redhawks have a chance to tack on another score at the Laker 27-yard line with a minute 20 left in the second quarter.
Big play by the sophomore defensive safety, James Dubes. They bring him in, hopefully to throw Cass City off, but he's got the more powerful arm than Bryce Sears. Bryce Sears is your dink and dunk type running back, throw bubble screens, short slants, but when you need to throw it down the field, they bring in James Dubes. Unfortunately, he stared down that receiver, and by the time the ball got there, Fernald's able to cut right in front of it and turn it upfield. Cass City offense now comes on the field, just a minute 20 to go in the half, but they're inside the 30 with a chance to add to their lead.
Under center, Cathrell keeps it for himself, rolling to his left, and now pitches it and has no one around him, and he fumbles it, and Lakers may have jumped on it at the 24-yard line. There's a whole plenty of jerseys on the floor there, trying to figure this one out, but somehow, miraculously, a Cass City player jumped on it. Looks like Colin Rubel was on the bottom of that pile.
Sure was. Colin Rubel just save the series here for Cass City, and you can see they wanted the option, Clark, and Santa Cathrell, when he ran into trouble, he turned around and looked for Nagel, and Nagel quit his route. He was not there waiting for that pitch. He kind of gave up on the play. I'm not sure why, and that cost him almost a turnover as Colin Rubel saves the first half for the Red Hawks as they call a timeout now to regroup themselves.
With 54 seconds left in the second quarter, Cass City 14, Lakers 6. Dave Hanson, Bierskine, Guthrell, what are you drawing up right now? Pretty good success so far in just only throwing one pass, but that was for a touchdown.
Let's be real. You're a 9-point dog in this game, and you got an 8-point lead in the first half. He's happy where he's at, but they can taste blood, Clark. They can taste it, and they are so close to making this a two-score game at the half. And with an 8-point lead, being dogs like this, there is no doubt in my mind he's drawing up a couple very aggressive plays here to try and force a score here before the half. But number one objective here, you got to get another fresh set of downs to keep continuing to get closer. They do have at least, I believe, one timeout in their pocket yet if they need it.
One timeout for Cass City, two for Lakers with 54.1 seconds left in the second quarter. Cass City 14, Lakers 6. Second and 5 facing the Red Hawks at the Laker 23-yard line.
The running backs so far in this game of Cass City have not done anything so far. Jared Nagel, 10 yards. Alex Perry, 22. But remember, 21 of them came on one play. So in my opinion, when does the play-action pass come out again, Clark? And it could happen at any time.
Cathrell rolls to his right, looking to pass downfield, lets it fly, and this one's complete. Has the first down to Luke Stern and goes out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Move the chains for Cass City. 46.6 seconds left.
And just like that, there's your play action, Clark. Instantly right there, and it's the perfect play on 2nd and 5 because Lakers has to respect the run. On 2nd and 5, the playbook could be anything. They let Cathrell roll out to his right, which is his throwing hand, and Stern leaks out of the backfield to the sideline, and Cathrell puts it right on the number so Stern could catch the ball and let his momentum take himself out of bounds. They get a first down and stop the clock.
Wing tee to the left. Cathrell rolling to his left, looking to pass. Now he's in trouble as it flies down the field. And this one is overthrown. Pass was intended for Colin Rubel. And the flags fly after the fact. And there's a flag way back in the backfield by Cathrell. As Cathrell not touched during the play, but it was on the ground after the play. This could be a personal foul against Laker defense, roughing the passer as well as a pass interference. Well,
there's definitely pass interference in the end zone. As contact was made with the receiver illegally, they ran into each other. That completely slowed down Colin Rubel. He had no chance to catch that ball once contact was made. And I'll be honest with you, Clark, I was looking in the end zone waiting for that flag to come out. I didn't even see the late hit way back here on Cathrell, but a borderline cheap shot because that ball is long gone before he got hit.
Here's the first one, personal foul against the roughing the passer Lakers. And then a personal foul.
Oh, the second one is pass interference.
Yeah, so double whammy. And so that will be moving the ball all the way down to inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line. So instead of at the 16 down at the 8, half the distance to the goal line at that point, So with 39.6 seconds left in the second quarter, Cass City with a chance to add their third score of the night. They already lead 14-6.
Keep in mind, they do have a timeout. They're inside the 10, but you do have a timeout. So the running play to Nagel or somebody or a Perry who has a nose for the end zone is still an option here. But don't be surprised they keep the ball in Cuthrell's hand. Let him make the decision for their team.
Wing tees to the left. Cuthrell is under center. Nearly fumbles the snap, and he is going to be brought down in the backfield as he could not bring his footing in. And the Cass Lakers, number 26, Corey Minetti on the tackle. And there's the third and final timeout called by Cass City with 32.3 seconds left.
It looks like a bad snap exchange there, center to quarterback, and Cuthrell's able to pick the ball up and just kind of shuffle it to Luke Stern as he kind of falls forward, gets very little gain, if any. So basically a wasted play for Cass City. They burn 5 or 6 seconds and have to call their last timeout. So this is a chance again for Coach Cuthrell to regroup his team one more time in this offensive half and call maybe a couple plays. But now with no timeouts, it's almost certain that they're going to let Cuthrell throw the ball. And now we'll see how good this Lakers secondary is, because they have to know that it's coming.
Second down, goal to go from the 8-yard line. 32.3 seconds left in the second quarter. And a night that feels like it has a little Mississippi humidity in the air, per se. 14-6, Cass City leading Lakers.
It's been a good game here so far. If Cass City is able to score here at the end of the half, a big advantage for the home team going into the second half. But we've seen this situation before. Normally in the fourth quarter, Clark, this Lakers defense very stingy with their backs against the wall.
Bannex leading USA late in the first half with Bannex driving. That's according to Paul P. Adams of the Herndon Daily Tribune. Thank you for that update. Second and goal for the Redhawks. Wing tee to the left, same formation. Cuthrell, good snap. Rookston, he has to be troubling all over the place, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield. Andrew Siegfried brings him down for the sack way back by the 20-yard line. Looks like about a loss of 10 yards on the play at the 18. And the clock continues to roll. Out of timeouts, 15 seconds left.
When you're a playmaker like Cuthrell is, you're looking for the score. You're looking for that dagger. And he was looking in the end zone, and he missed Nagel underneath for a short gain and a chance to catch and run.
And they're going to go for it. They're not even going to spike this one. It's a throw. It's complete at the 12-yard line. Has a screen. Cuts back inside the field. Breaks free of his first hanger. That's Luke Stern at the 10. Dives back inside. And Lakers comes up with a goal line stand per se as time expires. Tackle made by Corey Minetti to end the first half with a score of Cass City 14, Lakers 6, right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $399. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake. It's only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 6th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leupold. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator